We love you, Jesus. Thank you that you loved us enough to die in our place. And you are so powerful and strong, your love so unquenchable, that the grave could not hold you, but you rose again from the dead. And now we can have eternal life with you. Friends with Father God, friends with the Son of God, friends with the Spirit of God for eternity and today. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Please do take a seat. Thank you so much to the band. So you'll have noticed that there's no children's groups today. We're worshiping as a whole family together. Quite literally, as a whole family together. This is my boy. There are some, if you didn't get some on the way in, there's some colouring and activity sheets at the back if you want some of those. And just don't worry, it will make it a little bit more noisy throughout, but that's totally fine. Don't worry about that. And we're going to just take up our offering now. I'm going to pray and we're going to have a few quick notices. But as we take up our offering, if you're a guest here, there's no pressure to give at all. But this is part of our worship together. So, Father, thank you that you love us so much you gave even your Son. And now we have the privilege of giving back to you. So let this financial giving, Father, be just a sign of our giving our hearts and our lives to you. And would you use it for your glory, for your kingdom in this place. Amen. Amen. So the first thing I want to do is ask Mandy to come up. If you're ready, you ready? And you've got a notice in the form of a poem.
Good morning. Happy Easter, everybody. I'm here just to talk a little bit about the post that we've got going for the Cafe Hope assistant manager. And my first question would be, when you think about going on a mission, do you think of it as going away to another country abroad? Because I know when I have thought about, oh, Lord, send me on a mission somewhere, that's what I have thought. But actually, we've got a mission taking place right now in Loughton, in Cafe Hope, where Loughton community need the love of Jesus. And so I want to read to you a little poem that how I see Cafe Hope as being a mission from the Lord, from my heart, and to see if it can stir anyone in your heart, anything in your hearts. So just bear with me as I read it from my phone. Cafe Hope means so much to me, a place for cake, coffee, or a nice cup of tea. But it's not just a coffee shop, I want to say. It's a place I call home every day. A children's home that's been on my heart. A children's home that's been on my heart for the lonely, the lost, the broken apart. A place to come where you feel at home. A place to meet others and not be alone. A place to feel Jesus' love. A place filled by the Holy Spirit around and above. To touch people's lives in many different ways. By a smile, a chat, a prayer, whatever the day. Our customers become our regulars, which is great to see. We get to know people by names, which means so much to me. Cafe Hope just brings that special touch. A place people are loved so very much. So if you have a heart to share hope and love and want to be part of what I've mentioned above, please apply now to be part of our team, to be a vessel for our Lord whilst you serve hot chocolate and cream. And that is just my heart for Cafe Hope. And we was thinking about just how we've been talking about paraclesis and getting alongside one another, and Cafe Hope is a real mission to come alongside and put all that into practice. So my prayer is for you guys to pray, and if you have a stirring in your heart or a calling for mission, don't think of it as abroad somewhere, because our mission starts here at home and it can start here for you guys in Cafe Hope. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mandy. So inside the new sheet, there's information about a post that we're advertising for in Cafe Hope at the moment. Do look at that. Lydia, did you want to share briefly?
Hey, part of Cafe Hope as well is that we're launching something called Cafe Hope Nights. You'll see the notice within your notice sheet. And we're going to be trying to launch this in April, end of April, but it's going to be a once a month Friday night cafe here at Cafe Hope. But it's going to start with an encounter evening here called Hungry, where it's just extended time of worship and of prayer together. And then we're going to open up the cafe as well for an opportunity for people to have that hospitality of Cafe Hope and of love, but also a place of encounter where people can come and encounter Jesus on a Friday night. I don't know about you, but I want a Friday night like that. So if you're interested on being on team, please come and speak to me at the end and I can give you some more information. We will have a gathering one evening to get trained up and to capture the vision a little bit more. But really, our vision was, what would it look like on a Friday night if we had revival in Loughton? I think we'd want to be together and we'd want to worship Jesus. And I think Friday nights might look a little bit like that. So do sign up if you want to.
Great. And then Daddy Mac has got a few good pieces of news.
Happy Easter, everybody. Great to see you. I've got a couple of bits of good news today. I don't know if David Baker is in the house this morning. Is he not? Is he not so well? Anyway, we're really celebrating with David because he's got through his ordination selection. So he's going to be going forward for ministry. Isn't that good? Really good. I've also got good news today that we recently, and some of you will know, most of you will know, of all the work that's gone into the Hope Center, there will be some snagging happening in the Hope Center the next couple of weeks during the Easter holidays, and then hopefully we'll be all straight. But the other great bit of news is that we, on the Hope Center fundraising, we had the facility, should we have needed it, to have a loan from the diocese. But recently, just in the last week or month or so, we've agreed the final account with the contractor, and we do not need a loan at all, which is fantastic. Really good. So that means, so thank you so much to everybody who has given sacrificially. It's taken a lot of giving. We got over the final hurdle through the PCC giving out of some of the church reserves, but it does mean that we don't have any debt and it's all paid for. So praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Amen. And one of the other things I'd love to do is invite, there's a team from St. Mary's who are going out to Finland. So that is Mark and Lydia, Ruth and Jonathan and Beth. Would you like to come up right now? Come on up, come on up. Let's give them a big hand as they come up. There we go. Fantastic. So we're about mission locally and globally, and this team is going to be heading off, and the reason we're praying now, we're heading off on the 11th of April, so in 2 Sundays' time, we won't be here, we'll be in a place called Turku in Finland, sharing with another church. We're going to be leading a church weekend for another church, and the theme of that weekend is One Heart, which I believe we've also been thinking about over the years. And so God is, you know, I've got a great team here who are going to be accompanying me on this mission team from the 11th till the 16th of April, Wednesday to a Sunday, and the Sunday after we will be taking services out there, and then we'll be coming back on the Sunday. So we would love you to pray for us as we go out, and we want to be a church that focuses on the nations and other churches and blessing and ministering and prophesying and praying and teaching and encouraging those other churches too, yeah? So can I have a few people, can we all stand together, and we're going to come into the middle. Sam's got the microphone, and can I just have a few of us to come and pray and commission us as a team to go out and to share the message of Jesus with this church. And the church's name we're going out to is called Hope Church. It's pretty good, isn't it? Almost as if it was planned. So can perhaps a couple of people, have you got the mic there, Sam? Yeah, perhaps a couple of people would just like to lead in prayer for us as we go out on mission.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that this team has, in fact, carries a huge deposit of the Holy Spirit. It's like a big treasure chest, and it has a mixture of treasures within it, Lord. And I thank you for the mixture of this team. And out of this treasure chest, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would take out of this chest the things that you want to use in this time in Finland. And I thank you that you have deposited much in each of these lives, in each of these hearts. And I pray that you would select and use all that you have deposited within. And Lord, there would be much riches left as a fresh deposit in the lives of the people in Finland. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you, Lord, that as you left your disciples, as you went back to your Father in heaven, you told them that you would not leave them alone. You gave them a great commission to take the gospel message to all nations, but you said, you will not be alone. I will send the Holy Spirit. Father, we claim now on this group who will be going for you to Finland with that same mission to spread the gospel and to spread the message of Christ's redeeming love and the love of God in their hearts. Lord, we pray that each one of them separately as well as together will have an experience of the Holy Spirit of God filling them yes. with the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
We ask it in Jesus' precious name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And Father, I pray, Lord, for protection over each and every member of this congregation and every member of these missionaries, Lord. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that your spiritual gifts will be made manifest in each individual here, Lord Jesus. The gift of teaching, the gift of healing,
yes.
words of knowledge and prophecy, Father God, pastoral care. We pray, Lord, that you would work through each and every individual here and bless all those in Finland whose lives they touch.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you for this team. We thank you for the privilege of serving you and that you go with us wherever we go and you bless, strengthen, and equip us. So we bless this team in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Awesome. Right, let's grab our seats again. And now, why don't you just turn to someone next to you and for about 20 seconds, tell them, when was the last time you told someone about something you were excited about? Can you think about that? When was the last time you did that? And what was it you were excited about? Who did you tell? You've got. So who wants to tell us what happened? Do you want to tell us, Harriet?
Me and Beth were in our science lesson, and there were these two boys who were like saying how God doesn't exist and like doubting everything and saying like how is that possible and stuff. So me and Beth and our friend, we were saying that he does exist and just telling them that it is and kind of like backing up that God does exist. And then later that day, one of the boys came up to Beth and said,
he said that what me and Harriet had said had like changed his view on the world and on Christianity, and that he was going to look into it more and kind of try and discover his own faith a bit. So.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. And so when you're having that conversation, how did you find it? Was it easy? Was it scary? How was it?
Well, I think we've never really shared that much about our faith in school before. And so it was like a first for us, but I think it was cool. So. Yeah.
That's good. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Well done. Well done. You're on your own. Yeah. And then, so, Rich, why don't you tell us, I know there's you've got a few examples of things, but tell us, what's one experience you've had of sharing about Jesus at work?
Do you want to give it to me?
Okay, so I don't know. So for many people may not know, I work in the city, work for a German investment bank. So the opportunities to really share my faith are very, very limited. I don't know how many people actually pray for opportunities. How many people? I mean, this is not a poll, but I mean, but I think you pray often, and you're not sure necessarily whether those prayers are going to be answered. But just the one witness opportunity I had was I got an email last summer. I think it was last summer, inviting me to sort of be part of the Alpha course that was run from September last year. And I was a bit, I don't know, not sure. I've done it before, didn't really want to necessarily participate. And being busy at work meant that I would have to leave early one day a week for 9 weeks, which was actually a bit of a challenge. But anyway, I decided that was going to be a good thing for me. And so I approached my boss and said to her, would you mind if I leave work one day a week, 5 o'clock, which is, I guess, on time, but really quite early for me. And she was, yep, sure. So I explained why I was leaving early. I said it was an opportunity for me to share my Christian faith with people in my community, and that I wanted to give people the opportunity to understand a little bit more about Jesus. You can imagine that asked, kind of raised a lot of questions. And she's actually Turkish, so she's actually a Muslim, although she's secular. She doesn't practice. And actually for her, that was quite an interesting thought. And she asked me a lot of questions. She asked me what that meant, what that actually meant that I was going to be doing. And actually it was an opportunity for me to then follow up afterwards with actually people in the team. Because knowing then that I was witnessing here at St. Mary's, they were then asking me how it went. On the Tuesday mornings afterwards.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you, mate.
So if you pray for those opportunities, take them when you get them.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Rich. Thank you. Right. And now I'm going to ask if Nicole and Georgia would come. And I'm going to read the Bible. Our Bible reading for today.
Good afternoon. The reading for today can be found on page 1097 in the Church Bibles and is taken from the Book of Acts, chapter 5, starting on verse 17, and can be followed on the screen. Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. "Go, stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people all about this new life." At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. When the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers did not find them there. So they went back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were at a loss, wondering what this might lead to. Then someone came and said, "Look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people." At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force because they feared that the people would stone them. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name," he said. "Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood."
Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than the human beings, the God of our ancestors raised. Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on the cross. God exalted he to his own right hand as Prince and Saviour, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witness of our things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him.
Well done. Thank you very much. Fantastic. Great. I love that story. And some of you might be saying, why have we got a story from the book of Acts on Easter Sunday? Shouldn't we be reading about the resurrection? Actually, that whole story is one of my favorite stories in the Bible about how we can share Jesus with other people. And that's the key thing. The theme for this morning is we are witnesses. We are witnesses for Jesus. Wherever we go, Rich has shared about being a witness in the workplace, Beth and Harriet about at school. Every single one of us who knows Jesus can be a witness no matter where we are. And that's what it's all about. What do you think, what was the reaction of people to the resurrection right back in the day? Can I use this microphone? Let me turn it on. I'm going to come out here. Thank you, Sam. So, what was the reaction? Who's going to tell me something? Now, there was, when Jesus was risen from the dead, what kind of reactions did he get from people? You got one, sir?
Yes. Reaction is really like today. They couldn't believe it.
They couldn't believe it. Amazement. Absolutely. Was there somebody over here? No? Sorry. Didn't see you there. I'm half blind, so you have to really...
They didn't think he was really dead.
I'm sorry?
They didn't think he was really dead.
They didn't think he was really dead. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is, they said, he didn't really die. So that's how they explained
it. Some people thought that, didn't they? Yeah. And that's why it's amazing how Jesus actually appeared to over 500 people at one time. There's a brilliant DVD, in case you haven't seen it, there's a great DVD called The Case for Christ. If you're interested in knowing more about the historical facts of the resurrection, that is a great movie to watch, and it includes all those things. What about the Emmaus Road disciples? What did they do when they discovered that Jesus had risen from the dead? Just somebody shout out. They were excited, and what did they do next? They ran back to Jerusalem to do what? To tell everybody. So it said their hearts were burning within them, and they didn't keep it as a big secret. They went out they ran back basically to Jerusalem to tell about Jesus being alive from the dead. Now, who was it that discovered that Jesus, who was the first person to discover Jesus was alive? Anybody?
Mary.
And what did Mary do with her reaction? What was her reaction? She ran to tell. Isn't that fascinating? That's what we do when we discover the resurrection. When the resurrection of Jesus kind of hits home in our hearts, that's going to be our reaction. We're going to want to tell other people. And that's what we get here in the book of Acts. Because the apostles, they haven't cooled down. They haven't learned that you have to keep your faith to yourself or just be quiet about it. They want to be open. They want to be public. They want to let everybody know Jesus is alive. That's what we read down at the bottom when it says there, the God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead. When they were challenged, that was the message that Peter had. God has raised Jesus from the dead. And now forgiveness of sins and repentance needs to be preached to all nations. He was really bold, wasn't he? It took a lot of courage, but that was the reaction. Let's just read together. I want to read from Luke chapter 24, the account of the resurrection. If you've got your Bibles, there might be hopefully Bibles out in the pews. I wonder if you could find it upstairs. Luke 24, verse 1, because I just want to read out a few verses that tell us about the resurrection. Luke chapter 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinners and crucified, and on the third day be raised again.' Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others." And I want to just look here, if you follow me in verse 45 as well. Luke 24, verse 45. It says there, "He opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, 'This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.'" Now, do you see the parallel with the Acts passage when he said, they said, "We are witnesses of these things"? Because Luke also wrote the book of Acts, and he's quoting Jesus. He says, "You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city till you've been clothed with power from on high." And friends, today, these two passages in Luke 24 and also there in Acts 5 that we had read to us are linked. They both speak of the gospel message about repentance and forgiveness of sins. They both speak about us being witnesses for Christ. And they both speak about the Holy Spirit that God's given us to help us to be witnesses for Christ. And the amazing thing is here, it's not easy to be a witness, is it? And those first apostles, they faced opposition. You see there when it says, just think about this story actually. So they're out preaching and teaching and sharing their faith. They get locked in prison for doing it. How would you feel if you were locked in prison for sharing your faith? But then an amazing thing happens. Does anyone know what happens? What did we read the story? They're in prison. What happens? It's not a trick question. It's just there. If you've got your Bibles open, somebody shout out, what happens? Excellent. They got busted out of jail by an angel. I love that story. And that says that even though there's opposition to our faith sometimes, God knows. God is there. God helps us. And the angel, but what did the angel say? If I was busted out of jail by an angel for sharing my faith, I would hope that the angel would take me to a safe house or take me somewhere safe. Well, what did the angel say? What, Lottie? Go and preach. Do you know where you're supposed to go and preach? What did the angel say? Where should you do that? In the temple, well done. So interesting. How would you be feeling now? So you've been busted out of jail by God. And what does the angel say? Go back. Go back and do it again. And you'd be like, what? What? You've just busted me out of jail. And now you want me to go back and do it again. Look at what the angel actually says. We need to look at our Bibles this morning. In Acts 5, verse 18. Verse 20. "Go and stand in the temple courts and tell the people all about this new life." Wow. Go and stand in the middle of the toughest place you can think of and tell the people about this new life. And what does it say then? It says, at daybreak. And I love this. At daybreak. Those apostles didn't go and hide. They didn't have their own idea and think, "I'm not doing that. We got arrested the last time we did that." What did they do? At daybreak, where do we find them? In the temple courts. Do you know what? As soon as they could, they were back out. Why? Are they suckers for punishment? Is there something wrong with these people? No, it's because they are witnesses. They know it's true. They know Jesus really is alive from the dead. Now, I know that it's, you know, for us today, as Jesus said in that video at the beginning, you know, blessed are those who've seen and believed, but blessed are those who've not seen and believed. And I want to encourage us. I know sometimes it's hard to share our faith. I know sometimes we find it difficult at school or we find it difficult at work. But I want to tell you, God is with you in that place. And God is sending you out to share this good news, this new life that he's given to us. What happens to them when they're out there again? They get more opposition. That's what we read in verse 27. Next time they're hauled in front of like the judge and jury, the parliament, if you like. They're pulled in front of the Sanhedrin. And it, do you know what it says? It says in verse 28, this is such a great statement. It says, you have filled Jerusalem with this teaching. Did you notice in Luke 24, Jesus said, start in where? Where were they to start? A bit louder. Come on, it's Easter Sunday. Jerusalem. They were supposed to start in Jerusalem. So have they done it? Yeah. How would you do that? If you were going to tell the good news, how would you do that? What do you have to do to fill a town with good news? Speak it out. Be that good news. Brilliant answers. Be the good news and speak it out. And that's what they did. It says they filled Jerusalem. I was thinking about this. Does anybody want to fill Loughton with the good news of this new life? What about Epping? What about Thaden Boys or Harlow or wherever you come from? Walthamstow. All these places that you live, the streets that you're from. What about your workplace? How about filling that with the message of this new life? That's what the opponents are saying. You filled all of Jerusalem with this message about Jesus. And the disciples are like, come on. Yes, we have. Which is fantastic. That's their mission field. That's the mission field. And you just start where you are. Start where you are. That's the mission field. Then he says, we haven't got much longer, by the way, so don't worry. He then says this amazing thing here. If you look where it says, Peter and the other apostles, the Sanhedrin tell them, stop it. Stop talking about Jesus. Stop it. Or else. We'll throw you in prison again. That didn't work last time, but we'll do it. Or else. And what is it that they said to the... What did the apostles reply? Anyone? This is an open Bible study this morning. We must obey God. Do you know what they didn't say? We're very sorry. I'm so sorry we have upset you. I'm really sorry. We didn't mean to do that. We will keep our mouths shut. I'm so sorry for upsetting you, high priest. No, they didn't do that. They said, we must obey God. We must obey God. And I want to say to us today, that's true of us too. What did Jesus give us? The Great Commission. Does anybody know the Great Commission? Who can tell me the Great Commission? You can stand up and shout it out. Yes, to preach and heal in his name. He says, go into all the world and preach the good news and teach them to baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. Is that a suggestion? Is that a, like, if you're up to it, if you're feeling okay, you can have a go? Or what was it? It was the Great Commission. You've been commissioned. It's like, you know, when in the draft notices, we haven't had a draft for a long time, but you'd get your draft notice from the army or whatever, and you'd get it in the post, and you are called up. You are called up to serve. You're called up to be active. You're called up to be engaged in active service. And that's what God gave us in the Great Commission. We're all on active service. We're all out to let Loughton and every place be filled with this good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what we're about. And so today, we are just like those apostles. We must obey God. And in our mission field, that's where we're called to. And then it says, the God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead. I love it there. They're so clear. They use the name of Jesus. And I want to encourage you today, when you're sharing your faith with other people, talk about Jesus. You've got a story with Jesus. And that's what you need to share. Share your story. So Peter said, we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit. So Peter was able to say, this is what I've seen God do. This is what God has done for me. This is what Christ means to me. And if you are a follower of Jesus today, you've got a story. You've got something to share. And it's of what Jesus means to you and who Jesus is. And you can tell other people, you know what? I believe that Jesus is alive today. You can tell them that. And you can share that good news with them, because otherwise they won't know. I've spoken to a lot of people over this Easter time, and many of them think it's all about chocolate eggs. I'm not joking. I had two classes in here from a local primary school, and when I ask about Easter, it's Easter eggs. It's what you get back. And people don't know about Jesus. They don't know about the message of new life that the angel said, get back out there. Get back out there into that messy world that opposes you and tell them the message of this new life. Go straight back out. Do it again. The thing that got you locked up, do it again. Do it now. And that's what it's about, because this joyful. I don't hear any complaining or grumbling from the apostles. They're like, yes, we will go back out there and tell them. And so this is a message of repentance and forgiveness, and we tell our story of Jesus. Now, I've given you all little cards here. Hang on, if I can find mine. Have you got your card? Hold your cards up. If you haven't got a card, Debbie's going to come round, and she's got cards and pens. You're going to need a pen. Have you got your paperwork? So, can you hold up your hand high if you need one of these? And they're going to come round. And just for a few minutes, we're nearly at an end this morning. You're doing really well, especially the kids. Well done. Great. Keep your hands up high. So we've got here, this is very simple. On your card, it just says, my story, my mission. And what is the story? So Peter said, we are witnesses of these things. Jesus, God raised Jesus from the dead. Have you got a story of Jesus? Have you got something of your testimony or a scripture or something? What would you say to someone when they asked you about your faith, when they ask you about Jesus? What would your story be? Because we are witnesses. And I would love you to take your piece of paper out now, and if you've got a pen, I think we've got pens coming round. You can write down, this is my story. This is my story. This is my song. Amen. What's your story of Jesus? Write it down, because you need to get ready to share that story with others this week. And then your mission. What's the mission? So, for example, their mission was to fill Jerusalem. And then from Jerusalem, they were going to go out from there into the whole world to share the gospel. What's my mission? Now, your mission might be your school. Your mission might be your workplace. Your mission might be your street. It might be your friendship groups. It might be your neighborhood. Your mission is where God has called you. What is your mission? Where does God want you to fill with this message of new life? Have a think. Have a think. You can talk to your neighbor. Conferring is okay. It's not a test. Just chat around amongst yourselves. I'm going to give you a minute to reflect and think. My story, my mission. The fact is that God has given what was given to the apostles has now been entrusted to you. And if we don't tell, there is no plan B. It's up to you. It's up to me to share the message. What did the angel say? Stand in the temple courts and tell the people all about this new life. Tell the people all about this new life. So what's your story of that new life? Have you got a testimony? I once was something. Maybe I once was into addictions, or I once was felt shame, or I once was just lost. And now Jesus came and brought his mercy. Jesus came into my life, and he has turned my life around. I'm not 100% perfect, but I've got a new life in Christ. What's your story? Have you been healed? Have you been forgiven? Have you been given God's peace? Has God, what's God done for you? My story might simply be, I'm a sinner saved by grace. My story might just be, I was lost, but Jesus found me. It could be anything, but it needs to be your story. It's not, I'm just throwing out examples here. What has Jesus done for you? And then your mission place. Where has he called you to fill with good news? How are we doing? Have we got some answers there? I'm going to give you just another few seconds. Write it down or reflect on it. So this is exciting. We don't just have 12 apostles. We've got like 180 or so people with a story to tell, with a mission to bring. And the last thing before we're going to pray for each other, the last thing is this. The last thing in the verse says that we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. And in Luke 24, he says, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. Stay in the city till you've been clothed with power. And so we need to be clothed with power to share this good news. Anybody want to do this in their own strength? Not me. No, I don't want to just go out there in my own strength doing this. I want to be clothed with God's power. Amen. And so today we need that power, and that's what we're going to pray for in just a moment. Have you got your cards? How are we doing? Are we filling them out? Have we done it? If you've done it, or at least you know the answers to the questions, just wave them at me. Good. Come on. This is going to be a great week for the kingdom of God. So we're going to tell about Jesus. Now, would you all stand? Would you all stand with me? It applies to the youngest, to the oldest. This applies to people who feel scared, who feel inadequate. The disciples were not professionals, remember? They're just disciples. They're just apostles who've got a message. And that's great. So, what I'd love us to do, this is how we're going to do this, because we're going to be sent out and we're going to be prayed for to receive power from on high. So all my brothers and sisters on this side, I'd love you to just pray, just hold out your hands really and ask God to come upon you. And all of these, my brothers and sisters on this side, over here, you're going to pray for your brothers and sisters on this side, okay? So you're going to perhaps raise an arm and just pray for them that God's power would come upon them, that the Holy Spirit would rest upon them for the stories to be shared, for the mission field. We're going to fill Loughton, we're going to fill Epping, we're going to fill Thaden Boys. The whole of Epping Forest is going to be filled with the message of this new life. So can you, I'm just going to get you to pray now. Are you ready? One, two, three, pray. Pray for them. Thank you, Father. Just fill your church. We send you out. We pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will fill you. We pray for encouragement. We pray into the message of Jesus that you'll take this message of new life and this resurrection power of God and the message of repentance and forgiveness, and that you're going to be able to share that love with others. We pray for the love of Christ to fill you. We pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to be upon you. We pray for opportunities to share the Lord Jesus Christ with people over this week in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In workplaces, more, Lord. In schools, more, Lord, we pray. In communities, around dinner tables, with neighbors and friends, Heavenly Father, let there be new life. Let there be your love in the name of Jesus. And so we pray this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All God's people said, amen. Now, well done. Now we're going to swap over. Okay, you ready to pray? Get your best prayer out. Ready? Take aim. Fire. So if all the folks here, if you'd like to just receive now, this is your place of receiving and saying, God, by faith, I receive the Holy Spirit. I want to be this messenger and witness. And are you ready to hold out your hands and pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ to have the power of the Holy Spirit for this week. Ready, set, go. Father God, we bless every one of these dear saints of yours now, Father, and we pray, fill them. Wait for the power that comes from on high. We pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon you, and that God will give you opportunities to share Jesus wherever you go, that God will bless you, that God will give you, open your lips so that you can speak out the name of Jesus to those who are in need, to the lost, to the lonely, to the least and the last. We pray, Heavenly Father, you've called us to go. You said go into the temple courts and tell everyone this message of a new life. And so we pray, just give us the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, Father. Fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. We are the church. We are the witnesses now. And so we praise you and thank you, Lord Jesus. Give everyone here courage when we feel afraid. God, give us opportunities that would surprise us. And give us the strength to make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Father, we pray, let your name be lifted high. Let your name be exalted, O God. We love you and pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. And shouted, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's come and face the front. And I would just love to finally, if there's anybody this morning who has not yet believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. The band are going to come up in just a moment. I think we're going to sing our final song in just a moment. But I would love to give you an opportunity this morning. If you're saying, I can't go and tell other people because I haven't yet believed in Jesus, then today is your day. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The Bible verses spoke about repentance and forgiveness of sins. And that means we turn away from our sin, turn to Christ, and put our whole faith and trust believing in him, and that we will have everlasting life. And so I'd just love to pray with you, for you. And if that's where you are today, if you would want to put your faith and trust in Jesus, then you pray along with me and sincerely in your heart. Before God, you pray this prayer along with me now. Lord Jesus Christ, on this Easter day, I come to you. And Lord, I need your new life in my heart. Lord, forgive me all my sin. Have mercy on me, O God, and wash away all my sin. Create in me a clean and new heart. Today, I believe in you. I put my trust in you for my salvation. I ask that you would come into my life. I give my whole life to you. And ask for you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. And that I may walk with you and go on with you in my life forevermore. I repent, I turn to Christ, and I believe in you, Jesus. Thank you for all you've done for me on the cross. And thank you that you're alive today in my life. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer,